Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Roughly 225,000 people in Massachusetts could become fraud victims because of a data breach at the state's unemployment office computer system. Those at risk are people who are receiving jobless benefits or those who've used a computer in a state career center in the past month. In a few minutes, we'll speak with Massachusetts Labor Secretary Joanne Goldstein. But first, WBUR's Kurt Nikisch has details of the computer virus attack.
It's maybe the last thing you want to have to worry about when you're out of a job. The computer system designed to help you get benefits and get back to work is believed to have been infected first on April 20th when someone on the system visited a website with malicious code. The Quackbot virus, as it's called, spread from there.
Total of 1,500 computers throughout the enterprise and the network.
John Glennon is the Labor Department's chief information officer. He says Quackbot spread to computers in the Division of Unemployment Assistance, as well as terminals at many of the state's one-stop career centers. At first, the agency worked with state experts and a consultant to eradicate the virus and close down its channels to the outside. But he says the virus mutated without them realizing.
Basically presented itself to send data off-site differently, and when we discovered that, we had to make additional changes.
This past Friday, Glennon and his team found files showing the virus had been storing personal data. Now they're again cleaning each computer one by one.
We're still picking up the pieces.
The fact that it's taken almost a month to fully discover the extent of the Quackbot virus attack doesn't surprise Rule Schoenberg. He's an antivirus researcher at the Woburn computer security firm Kaspersky Labs.
These days, whenever I hear of a big corporate infection that's very hard to get rid of and people are struggling, I immediately think of Quackbot.
Schoenberg says Quackbot is especially aggressive. The virus normally targets online banking. So if you log on to your bank account from an infected computer, it can find out the password to your savings. But whoever's controlling the virus from afar can change its target. Schoenberg says if they realized that it infected a state computer network sitting on names, addresses, and social security numbers, the virus could be told to go after that gold mine of information. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.